Open Water 20. Section 3, Equipment, Part 4. Version 2.04, February 1, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Cylinders. Scuba cylinders, also referred to as tanks or bottles, are subject to periodic inspection and testing. Once every 12 months, all cylinders have to be visually inspected for corrosion and condensation. Cylinders also need to be hydrostatically tested for the integrity of the metal. Raid note, it is important to check your local laws regarding the frequency of cylinder testing requirements. Please check with your raid dive center. A qualified gas blender will inspect each cylinder, a series of codes stamped into the neck, inspection, and testing stickers. If those are out of date, no responsible, reputable dive shops or gas blenders will refill the cylinder. All scuba cylinders serve the same purpose, to hold gas. They come in various shapes, sizes, materials, colors, and pressure ratings. While most recreational open circuit divers carry a single bottle, there are also twin cylinder configurations for OC divers needing more gas. Cylinders are most commonly made from either steel or aluminium and fitted with cylinder valves. The cylinder valve allows the first stage to be connected to the cylinder and, more importantly, keeps the gas inside the cylinder. Side sling cylinder. This is generally a small cylinder that has been configured or set up to enable divers to carry the cylinder on their side while underwater. In sport diving, this is mostly carried to provide emergency air, in the unlikely event that another diver needs assistance. The side sling cylinder is not used in this program and will be introduced in other raid programs. Cylinder valves. Each scuba cylinder has an on and off valve. Valves are usually made of chrome-plated brass. Some countries require the valve to have a thin copper burst disc, that's designed to burst and release pressure if the cylinder is overfilled by a certain percentage, or if it gets very hot and builds up pressure. Burst discs have various pressure ratings. Most valves today are K-valves, which have a simple on and off valve, allowing gas in or out, with or without a burst disc. In the past, when submersible gas pressure gauges were not available, the cylinders were fitted with a J-valve. This valve was designed to close when the pressure within the cylinder reached a predetermined level, at which time the valve would close. The OC diver would be alerted that they were low on air. By pulling the lever, it would open the valve again and the diver could ascend to the surface with the last remaining gas in the cylinder. The standard DIN thread size is 5/8 of an inch. The new EU regulations, SSEN 144-3, require all oxygen and nitrox cylinders, with an oxygen content of more than 22%, to have the new DIN thread connection size of M26x2. Cylinders with compressed air will have the standard DIN M25 thread. Raid note, there is variation to this depending on what part of the world you are in. So as a tip, before your dive holiday, check with the dive center if they have filling adapters, should you require them. General rules for cylinders. There are a number of general, common sense rules and guidelines when dealing with scuba cylinders. 1. Only get your cylinder filled by a reputable dive center. 2. Don't have them overfilled. If the plus indicator is stamped on a steel cylinder, 10% over the rated pressure is okay. Aluminium cylinders must never be overfilled. 3. Never fill a dedicated oxygen cylinder with any other gas. Only fill with oxygen. If you do fill with any other gas by mistake, empty the cylinder. Do not refill with oxygen before it has been oxygen cleaned by qualified certified personnel. 4. Don't completely empty a cylinder during a dive. Leave some remaining pressure inside, as this keeps moisture, along with the increased likelihood of corrosion, out. 5. Have all inspections, tests, and repair work certified by formally trained and certified technicians. 6. Personally inspect your cylinder before every dive. 7. Store cylinders upright with 20 to 30 bar or 300 to 500 psi of pressure in them. 8. When assembling equipment, never leave an unattended cylinder standing up. 9. Handle cylinders carefully so they don't drop or fall over. 10. Inspect the valve outlet O-rings. 11. After diving, once you remove the regulator, Partially open the cylinder valve to blow out water droplets that may accumulate. 12. Keep the cylinder away from heat as much as possible. 13. Always analyze your gas before equipment assembly, to verify cylinder content. Raid note, your Raid Dive Center can help you with any issues with your cylinder. Further professional training is required to do any maintenance work on the valve or cylinder. Instruments. In this section, most of the instruments used for scuba diving are described and discussed. Timing devices. Underwater timing devices are watches that are waterproof up to a predetermined pressure. Look at the manufacturer's specification regarding the absolute pressure rating, and ask if it can be used for scuba diving. Cylinder pressure gauge. Submersible pressure gauges, SPGs, show, either in digital or analog form, the remaining pressure in the cylinder. Pressure gauges can be mechanical or digital. Depth gauge. Depth gauges work similar to pressure gauges and are based on the same technologies. There are digital ones with transducers, and mechanical ones. Compass. An underwater compass works just like a land unit, except that it must be waterproof. Select one that has a rotating bezel and is oil-filled, to dampen the movements of the needle. You will be learning basic compass navigation in your open water dive. You should have your own compass when you learn navigation in the Raid Navigation Specialty or the Raid Advanced 35 or Explorer 30 programs. Thermometer. It's not necessary to have a thermometer, but it's nice to know the water temperature in order to properly dress and plan ahead. Thermometers may be separate instruments, but more often they are built into one of the other instruments, such as the computer or SPG. Underwater, you need additional instruments to give you vital information. That information includes 1. The maximum depth reached. 2. The current depth. 3. The time spent underwater. 4. The current gas pressure in the cylinders. 5. The partial pressure of oxygen, for rebreather divers. All this information can be obtained from various instruments or from your dive computer. Dive computers. On land, the only instrument most people wear is a watch. You have to know what time it is. Dive computers have revolutionized diving by making information available that wasn't available during a dive before. That's because a computer can sense and process a wealth of information continuously and display it for the diver. A computer can also warn a diver of dangerous situations. There are basic dive computers and very advanced ones with numerous features. However, they all do one very important thing: they use depth, PPO2 for the rebreather diver, and time information to keep track of nitrogen dissolved into your body via a mathematical model, and they display how much time you have remaining without acquiring decompression obligations. Gas-integrated computers also calculate remaining air pressure and based on that, remaining dive time. Dive tables calculate allowable dive profiles only on an assumed square profile, that is a dive that goes straight down to a set depth, remains there for a set time and then ascends directly to the surface, but since computers continually monitor depth and surface intervals, every few seconds, the computer is far more accurate. They store the diver's actual profile, for future reference. There are dive computers for open circuit divers, that can be switched over to provide information to the rebreather diver when diving closed circuit. These dive computers are growing in numbers, although at present they are limited to a small section of the dive industry. Which is the best dive computer to use? Open circuit divers should look for a Nitrox compatible computer. Overall, the minimum functions a dive computer should include. 1. No decompression time and recognized decompression algorithms. 2. Max depth and actual depth. 3. Altitude compensation. 4. Nitrox for open circuit. 5. PC or PDA interface. 6. Automatic freshwater or seawater adjustment or most conservative setting. 7. Rapid ascent warning. 8. Required safety stops. 9. Decompression time required. 10. Surface interval. 11. Profile storage. 12. Various warnings, rapid ascent, required safety stop or decompression violation, etc. 13. Battery state of charge. 14. System status indication. The most important information is displayed and the other information is in the background for use if needed. Remember, before you dive, make sure you know what, where and how your computer is working. How do you plan a computer dive? Follow the manufacturer's guidelines within the manual to plan your dive on your computer. Now for a few don'ts that apply. 1. Don't share a dive computer, and open circuit divers must never follow the dive times of a rebreather dive computer. 2. Don't ignore the computer's warnings. 3. Don't forget to input the correct nitrox mix before diving if using the nitrox functions. 4. Don't dive on a computer with a low battery warning. Weight systems. The weight system helps offset your positive buoyancy to allow you to sink. During your practical sessions, your RAID instructor will help you determine the correct weight for you so you can sink without carrying too much. The most important feature on any weight belt is the quick release system, which allows you to release your belt with one hand in an emergency. The most common type of weight belt is nylon webbing threaded with weights and a quick release buckle. Wear your weight belt so it is clear of all dive equipment. They require little maintenance other than a quick rinse after a dive. Handle them carefully and don't drop it carelessly, which can cause injury. It is standard practice with all scuba divers to ensure that the weight belt is right hand release. This standardization allows for rescuers to release the weight belt quickly and easily if necessary. Before you buy a weight system, first decide which type of diving you'll be doing, and then look around for a system that will suit. For example, if you have to do long walks for a shore entry dive, then a soft lead pouch may be more comfortable on your hips. If you find wearing a belt is difficult and it keeps dropping off from around your waist, then a weight integrated BCD may be the best option. The other aspect which needs consideration is balance. It might be better for you to have small ankle weights to help with buoyant legs in a dry suit. As always, you can discuss the options with your RAID instructor and/or dive center. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.